Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw, check it in, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zinky, man. I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and you are now officially riding the chocolate wave. Tonight is going to be like an actually good show. I'm going to have Jay Harden from ATL. He has, like, you know how we have rhythm and blues. His genre is hood and blues, and judging from this music that I've heard, he's a perfect fit for the show. He has, like, a really good voice and everything like that. So, you know, cool. Tonight is T-shirt and Panty Friday. So I always do my show and my boy shorts, and I have on a T-shirt. So we're, like, T-shirt Panty Fridays. Got Jay Harden. I'm waiting for my beautiful co-host to come on the line and kick it so we can talk shit. It's Battle of the Sexes. It's going down. I ain't taking no fucking prisoners. So, for guys and females that want to participate in the conversation tonight, you can call in at 718-766-4661 and press 1 to speak to the host, and I will bring you in. So, I'm going to play a song. I don't know what I'm going to play. I'm always playing something or another. So, let me go into my goodie file. Actually, Martha, my my homie, my bestie, my media manager from M3PA Services. She sent me some music last night, and she was like, oh, you know what? You should try this. I think this you would like this. And come to find out, I actually did like the music that she gave me. So I want to say Chizzy, B. McFly, Mike Lowry featuring Verse Simmons, and a song is called Tips. Well, you know what? I'm going to wait before I play it. I got to wait for it to come up because I see my beautiful co-host is on. So I'm going to wait till she comes on and speak. And then I'm going to, well, damn. Okay, there it is. Then I'm going to play the song. So without further ado, I bring you Princess Nay, the sexy
Hello.
Co-host of Chocolate City, if I don't say so myself. Hi, honey. Look at you. You're so pretty.
How are you?
Do you have on your t-shirt and panties?
Of course.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I have on mine. I have on the guest shirt, and then I have on the gray boy shorts, you know, trying to coordinate.
I have on a t-shirt. Do I have to put panties on?
Just lay in the bed. Just lay in the bed. Don't get up. Don't get up. We've done good, but, you know, tomorrow is Saturday, so ain't no telling what may happen when
we... Might as well get booted again.
Yeah. I'm going to try to be nice, and I'm going to try to set something up on Rude so we're not bothered like that again, so motherfuckers won't sit there and try to hate us or whatever. So, what I'm thinking about is, you know, Wednesday night, we went pretty hard in the paint on Twitter with Mr. Promo Rob Coney, and we got Jay Harden, and he claims he's going to be on here riding the fucking wave and trying to take over. I don't give a fuck about you being 6'2", 6'3", however the fuck you are. His nickname is Lurch because he a tall motherfucker. You see?
That's so bad.
I don't care. So it's like you guys can sit there and have fun. Think y'all gonna come on the show and take over if you want to. So you got me fucked up. No, I don't mind if you smoke. No, smoking's good. If you don't do it around me because I don't smoke. I'm a drinker. I started to drink tonight, but I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna drink. I am not gonna drink. So Princess Nay.
It ain't, but it's a waste of time. What is it?
Yeah. It ain't bud or sugar.
Oh, this nigga finna smoke some crack.
No, he ain't. He better not.
That looked like crack.
But you know what? I can't even
that
say
that. That looked like a crack pipe.
Now, he's smoking a, it ain't bud. It ain't meth, is it? Damn. I'm trying to figure out.
I want to see.
Well, damn. Oh, well, I mean, have you... Oh, is it a cigar? Oh, it ain't blood or cigar.
That ain't no cigar.
Blow and smoke like that. I don't know what the hell that is, but as long as it makes him comfortable to ride the chocolate wave...
Nah, dog.
...he wants to smoke. That's how I look at it. Shit. You know me. So, Princess Nay, how you doing
what?
Today, Mama?
I'm chilling.
Man, you know what? I swear, yo, today has just not been, like, one of them good days. With me getting a phone call about my son getting in a fight over a fucking coat that I brought him. Like, that is some bullshit. Then, I have to describe what the jacket looks like because I brought him a coat on Monday. Somebody's coat got stolen, and I didn't know that those track jackets was popular like that. So, the dude's jacket was a 2X. My son's jacket is a medium.
I told you he was smoking some bad stuff. He's smoking dope. This nigga said he's smoking dope. Ooh, you going to hell, dude.
Y'all, I ain't even mad. We even got dope heads listening. Oh, shit. They don't discriminate on Chocolate City. They want to ride the wave however they want to ride it. So go right ahead. So Princess A, after the incident happens and they are like, I brought the jacket, the assistant principal calls me. And I'm like describing what the fucking jacket looks like. Then I'm like, do I need to get the receipt? Because I was going to read the shit off to her. She was like, no. So I'm like, okay. 5 minutes later, girlfriend calls like, oh, they want to see the receipt. Are you fucking kidding me? You want to see a receipt for a jacket that I brought that somebody else is saying is theirs? Now, here's the clincher. His jacket was 2X. Trayvon's is a medium. Why the fuck didn't y'all look inside the coat? Why must I come to school and show my ass? Like, really? I swear. The school system these days is fucked up like hell. I need to open up a Chocolate City school.
Where no, we don't. We do not.
Yeah, we do. I need to open up a Chocolate City radio school, or Chocolate City school, or Choc Mommy school, or my head game is a felony school.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would go perfect. Don't
head
you?
Game school.
Like, ooh, my head game is a felony. That's what they be telling me. I got that from Mel. He gave me that, whatchamacallit. So, you know, I kind of like that. So, now that you're on, I'm going to play this song by, it's by a bunch of people, including Verse Simmons. How about that? It's called Tip. It's a nice song. So, here we go.
Keep doing what you do, and I'm gonna keep on tipping. From my phone number, and I dare a bitch to call back. She gonna hear what she don't want to hear.
Oh, yes.
See, you ain't no motherfuckers. I would never want to call.
I had one call me and tell me about myself. I said, bitch, you the one babysitting while he over here spending your money on me. You need to get your shit together. Leave me the fuck alone.
I know, right?
See, that Brazilian.
Don't do that.
That nigga Taiwan that I paid to get my song on your show, and he ran off with my money.
Did you hear that? Some boy called a show last night and was telling us somebody told him his song was going to be on the show. I said, I ain't never heard of that person before, baby. I think he might have had the wrong number. I'm hoping he had the wrong number.
Wow, so people jacking people's money to be on your show. You got somebody working for you that you don't know.
Girl, hey, he need to give me a cut of that money then. He need to do something. I want some money.
Oh, my God. Are you in your T-shirt and panties?
Girl, no.
Breezy don't wear panties.
Shit, she was wearing some panties in that fucking bend over video.
She had on some thong.
I was wearing panties.
They wasn't even big enough to be thongs. She just had on some thongs.
That's good. I be having on underwears. It's just that if I be shaking my ass, my ass be eating the drawers up. So that ain't my fault.
Wow.
Don't
it's that Brazilian shit. That's what it is. It's that Brazilian shit.
Girl, must be. How y'all doing tonight, man? What y'all got going on?
Oh, my God. We got Jay Harden from Atlanta coming on. Mr. Hood and Blues. He got this one show called Working That Pole. Girl, let me tell you.
Uh-oh.
That song make you want to work a pole, make you want to work a dick, and make you want to... What? And to top it off, this motherfucker looks like he about dick.
He likes it.
So, you can be like, So, it's going to be Battle of the Sexes tonight. So, you know, we'll see if they scary ass and call in or not. You know, they've been talking all fucking week on, all fucking night, the day before on Twitter. But, you know, meet your Princess Nay, she's messing them up and whatnot. And, you know, that's what we do. We make dudes run for the hills. You know what I mean? So, he'll be on tonight. Not sure if he is. If not, I have a beautiful view. I get to watch Princess Nay dick ass in some nice, selfless wow.
Maybe Nate said she got some exclusive pics, but she won't send them to me. I don't. What the heck is up with that?
Chalk got one.
The
naked pics,
Chalk. Oh. Why? Why she get to get it and I don't? That sounds like a fucked up situation.
She had to tell me what she thinks.
Because she been reading my blogs, Breezy, and she know that she can get.
Man.
Yeah,
I just want to see some nakedness. That's not fair. I seen Chalk nakedness.
Yeah, but if so, that doesn't mean you get to see my nakedness.
Why? I thought we was family.
We are family.
Tweet after
I've been to jail. I done seen a lot of different looking cooches and asses and shit. I done been to jail before. Taking community showers.
Oh, my God. She's like, I've been to jail before. Overnight does not count, Breezy.
Child, I was in that bitch for a while.
Okay.
I was in that federal lockup, man.
I did 3 years and 8 months. Now, have you topped 3 years and 8 months?
That's when Chop became prosecutor in lockup.
I became, you know what I did? I was the lookout. That's how they stopped trying to get my cookies. I used to look out for them.
Wow. So you let other people fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They wasn't going to take my cookies.
Wow.
I said, oh, y'all want to fuck? I'll let y'all know when the CEO coming. Used to sit right outside. Soon as I see the CEO come up them stairs, knock, knock. Hey, fuck that. You got to get in where you fit in. Either you getting down or you going to help them get down. So, hey, I was like, all right, well, let me know what the... Let me know. I watch the dough. Let me watch the dough.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. Now, listen, since you have been out, are you still sitting down on the get-down? Are you being looked out? What you doing?
Listen, let me tell you about my little, you know, I think every woman got a little gay fantasy in them.
So yeah, all women are bi-curious.
I have some women that I look at and I be like, damn, I would get down with her, just, you know, if that was, like, my first experience. But I'm never, like, that bold to, like, try. Like, I ain't never been that drunk around that person that I would, you know, try something with. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's really what's stopping me.
But
I think you a freak, and you would have to be, like, the second bitch I do.
That I'm a freak.
I have to work my way to your little freaky ass.
Oh wow.
In my experience, when females have their first one-on-one experience, it's with their best friend. Somebody real close to them.
I had a friend that I would have probably did something with, but I never thought she got down like that, even though we used to, like, joke around. And then one day she just told us she had a girlfriend, and then when she did that, I was, like, not interested anymore.
Wow, Breezy, that's mean.
I don't know why. When I thought she was straight, I was like, she would work. And we would dance on each other and stuff and everything, and I would be like, she would work, but I never was going to try her like that. And then one day she was like, oh, I'm gay, dog. Like, I got a girlfriend. And I was like, for real? And she was like, yeah. And right then, I was like, oh, yep, nope, not anymore.
Oh, that's because the challenge was gone.
You think that's what it is? I don't know.
That's what it was.
I lost all interest then. I was like, yeah, I can't fuck her.
Trisexual together. That's what it was. You wanted to be a trisexual, and you wanted her to be your first trisexual. But when you found out you weren't going to be her first and she was going to be yours, the interest was gone.
I think you're right.
I am. I know I am. Thank you. The princess is always right.
But you know what? I say, for me, my best friend was just straight bi or whatever. And he was after me. And I was like, nah, nah, nah. But, man, she used to tell me about all the chicks.
No.
She caught me slipping. And I swear, yo, whoa.
She got that.
For me in that whole week. It just, boy. Like, I wrote a blog about it, but that shit was so crazy, and it felt so good. Oh, my God. And it was about her. It was about me. So, I feel like I need to pass the favor on to Princess May.
Wow. I'm just going to lay there and let Chalk have her way.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. Breezy will be there to shop.
Manny!
Breezy will be there to work the camera because I got to give an instructional head video. I don't discriminate male, female, it don't matter.
You're not going to use me as no video, Vixen. No, I will not be your video hoe.
I won't show your face.
Oh, okay, that works.
And then, on top of that, ain't nobody gonna know what it looked like. It's not like you did one of my numbers last night and posted a picture of your coochie on Twitter.
No, but you were gonna post my naked picture on there. Oh,
well,
you posted a picture of my cooch on there. Hold up, Tasha. You took the picture with the camera and posted a picture of my cooch on there, you nasty wank.
Go ahead.
Of course. I got what they want. They be wanting to see that next. They be wanting to see that sexy stuff.
They not seeing my cooch. I'm sorry. That's just not an option.
Yeah, especially not for me.
Whatever. Does anybody remember the first time they got fucked in their ass?
I do. Oh, my gosh, and it was so great.
My first time doing something like that, it was an accident, and I felt like I was raped. And, yeah, it took a long time to do it again. It took
Hold
a really
up.
Long time
God,
to try again.
Too much ass to be acting like it hurt. No, not an option. No.
Did you come from being stuck in the booty?
Heck, yeah. She didn't.
No, the first, no
she
I did.
Out. She was like Mount Vesuvius out that bitch.
No, let me tell y'all about what had happened. I was doing my thing with this little dude that, man, I messed with him for like on and off for like 8 years. So we was over there getting down, and him and his brother stayed in the, you know, they shared a room, whatever. I was young, man. I was like 21 at the time. So his brother was like, oh, I'm ready to go to sleep. And we had finished. And we was watching a movie, so we was like, yeah, okay. But then we realized we wasn't finished, so we started doing it again. And then he thought he knew where the fuck he was going in and rammed right in there. And I think I kicked back like a goddamn horse. I was like, no, sir. And I started to cry, and I was like, I think that's considered rape. I think that's rape.
Not me. Get
I mean,
it.
I mean, it depends. Because, you know, when you get raped, they pull out tape, you know, kits and stuff like that. So if your pussy was letting out pleasure secretions, you can't say that was rape.
No, it wasn't no pleasure, nothing. He just rammed it in there. And when I realized that's where he was, he pulled it right back out, and I was just sitting there crying like, that was not the right hole.
Well, his dick small or big?
You are a punk.
No, his he's like one of the biggest dudes I've ever had in my life. Like, he's the only dude that I ever squirted with. I'm talking about squirting to the point where that shit was coming down my legs. Like, the only person ever did that to me.
Well, you know, somebody told me squirting was 10%, you know, cum and 90% piss. Do you agree with that? Because I've never squirted.
No, mine was straight. No, mine was that straight. No, it wasn't nothing like, no, it ain't nothing like piss. It feels totally different.
Huh.
At least mine did. Mine felt totally. I don't know how the fuck it happened. Like, I can't tell you what happened, because it wasn't like I tried to make that happen, but it just.
Wow.
And then the second time I tried the booty thing, nobody explained to me, like, the procedure before you go for it, so let's just say it was not a good experience.
Wow, Breezy, you need to go read my blog about anal sex, and I think the second and third paragraph will help anybody prepare each time that you do it, unless you're just a natural porn star like Pinky or Cherokee, and the asshole just ain't got no back into it, it just slides right in, and it will be okay, like, for real. I think I'm going to make a video about that. How to do it properly.
Man, Chalk, let me tell you. After I did it incorrectly, I talked to my gay homeboy, and he was like, oh, bitch, you should have told me you was going to do that, because I could have walked you through it. And I was like, motherfucker, you knew I was curious, so you being my homie, you being my bitch, you were supposed to tell me before we got... I'm not supposed to tell you, hey, this is what I'm going to do tonight. No, you're just supposed to be like, hey, when you get ready, this is what you do. But when I came down to Brazil, I got an auntie that ain't nothing but 10 years older than me. And she walked me through the whole thing. Because, you know, and I'm going to be real and say it right now, Brazilian women do be ready with that ass. Like, that ass thing is heavily done down here. So she explained the whole thing to me and stuff. So I'm like, wow. And she said that the reason why she had to learn is because she had this man who had a whole lot of fucking money, and she was going with him, but his ding-a-ling was the size of a pinky, and she was like, I had to let him fuck me in the ass because I couldn't feel nothing the other way. I was like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I tell people, I tell men that if your dick is too small, roll that bitch over and fuck her in the ass one way or another. She gon' feel it. And then if all else fails, shit, you better take your dick out and put it in that bitch ear so she can hear you coming.
For real. For real. For real.
I mean,
but that's what she said. She was like, man, I couldn't let him go because he had that cash. I had to get me a nut. And I was like, I would have been cheating.
That's just such a terrible thing. Like, you see a guy and he be fine as hell, you like him, everything is good, he dropped them damn pants and his dick get on hard and you see it and you're like, what the fuck? Like, why is this happening? Like, I don't understand. And then they act like you're doing so much. Like, you ever had a dude with a small dick fucking you, talking about, take this big dick, and you be wanting to...
Oh, they can't... they can't do me like that, because I look at them straight up, and I'm like, so you really think you're doing something? I don't give a fuck. They feelings gonna be hurt.
I can agree with that. I agree with that, because me... I would just be like, what are you going to do with that? When the fuck is coming to help you out? Sure,
them do me in my ass just because they got a little dick. I'm going to be like, nigga, your dick is whack. Get your bad ass, little itty-bitty dick ass off and go.
Yeah, I can't fake that they thing ain't on point. I really cannot fake about that. I can't fake
hey,
no
Rob.
Feeling. I had one too that I did try to fake it, but it didn't work.
I mean, me personally, I want something that's comfortable, and then I can gradually grow into the bigness or whatever. I mean, but, like, for real, I haven't done anal since 09, so I'm long.
Oh, wow, that long?
Yeah, I'm over.
Gonna take that toy and use it.
Oh, nah, for this, I need some realness.
Girl, you better practice. Because his punk ass is scared, too.
I know,
he gonna
right?
talk about his equipment ain't working. We know it don't work, nigga. That's why your ass too scared to cam up.
I know
oh, Lord.
Hold on.
All my ladies out there that like working that pole. You know, this hood and blue shit. They great time. You're cool for them. All my ladies, let's get it. Thank you.
tonight because that's what I do. I am a shit talker. Princess Nay is a shit talker, but what people don't know is we back our shit up. You know what I mean? We do it all day, every day. So I see Rob got his hand up like, you know, he want to say something. So let me go ahead and get my script down because I have to start doing this. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio with Choc Mommy and Princess Nay. You're now riding the Chocolate Wave. What's up, scary ass?
Booey.
Robo scary ass.
Man, I'm sitting here trying to get this damn camera to work. I see my picture in there. I got signed in about 4 times, and this shit still won't come on.
That's because you can't be trying to steal somebody else's camera.
Man, kill that shit. I got my shit is official now. Ain't no stealing nothing. I'm trying to get on, and I can't get on. I can get on my I can see myself.
Well,
see
well,
how
can I get
see
on
y'all.
You? Can we
sure
get on
can.
You?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure can.
Getting on him is just like, Him and his standardized picture, Rob Coney. All of them pictures look like this. Hold on, Princess Man. I'm about to show you. All the pictures, he be like this.
Okay. I miss that one.
Serious and mean in all of them.
I know.
I'm not mean.
Hey, promo Rob, you beat the pussy up like you mean mug in your pictures.
I paid close attention. Let's put it that way.
Mm. Princess Nay, what he was trying to say is
I said what I tried to say.
He comes in like 5 minutes and then he like. Stares into the rest. He looks into your eyes so you can forget about the disappointment of that nigga nothing in 5 minutes.
There y'all do with that bullshit.
No dick references.
You didn't see no what?
I haven't seen no dick references for you.
From
you
who?
Have none.
From anybody.
I'll be a reference.
You didn't ask none of my references. My references, I don't mind bring a reference to the table, but you never asked for none.
What? Guess what?
I never thought I needed any.
Right. Use your 3-8 and call a bitch you done fucked so we can get a reference.
Hold on. Let me take the tape back. He on the line.
Is killing me.
All right. Now say that again, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I need you to call a hoe you done fucked.
You need me to call a hoe I done fucked?
Yeah, I need a dick reference. If you want to talk about your dick game.
Well, I'm not talking about it. You talking about it.
You said you can call and get a reference. We want a reference.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm not going to cold call nobody.
Wow.
Not like that. I'm not going to cold call nobody.
My goodness. Let me tell you, good dick can cold call anybody. If I have fucked you and your dick was good, as soon as my phone ring and I see your number, I'm like, ooh.
Look here. I'm pretty sure I can do that. I just choose not to. You see what I'm saying? It's a choice that I'm making. It's not that I
can't
do it.
Here we go. There go one right there. A whack. Yeah. That was ugly, too. Look at it.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Let me go. Oh, wow. Yeah.
What happened? Somebody put their dick out?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't see that shit right now, so that's good. That's what's up.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, I booted them out.
Yes, miss us with that bullshit, please. I don't want to see no dicks. If you want me to see your dick, you need to come to North Carolina, bring it, and make sure you got a thick-ass wallet to go with it. Preferably all C note. Nothing under C note. Okay, so, Rob, where is Mr. Harden?
Okay, he says he's on the line, so he should be on the line.
Okay,
he ain't on the line.
This must be the 913 number that's been here that ain't raised his hand, that's been taking shots of courage to come on and fuck with us.
This is me. I'm on the line now. Where y'all at?
We right here. Where you at?
Okay, I'm right here. I'm tired. You know why I'm so tired, baby?
Jacking your dick all night.
You know why I'm so tired?
Why?
Because I've been holding your dick all day. I'm here now. Let me get some red talk.
Well, show us. Give me your reference.
Oh, my gosh. For everybody that's listening, our special guest is Mr. Jay Harden. Mr. A.K.A. Work That Pole, Mr. A.K.A. Hood and Blues from ATL. And Chocolate Wave with us tonight. We just played his song, Work That Pole. We're going to play it back again tonight. He has some very interesting songs. He's very tall. But, ladies, what I found is, like, when you meet a tall man, as soon as they drop the draws, you, like, looking for the rest of it. Like, what the fuck? What happened?
Well, you must have met the wrong tall man then. You must have met the wrong tall man. I couldn't have been standing in front of you.
Oh, you know, I don't know, but you can if you near a computer. We'll make this exception and we'll let you show us.
I sure will.
Oh well, actually, I'm not near a computer right now. But I'll tell you what you can do though. I got bus fare and I got plane fare. I can fly to you as soon as possible to see face up.
Girl, Princess Nay.
Yes, sweetheart.
See how he took the cheap way out first? He said he got bus fare. Then he threw it up to airfare.
He damn feel better because he don't do the bus.
North Carolina ain't that far.
Yeah, so you can jump in your car and drive to see us.
No, I want to have plenty of rest so when I get to you, I can do what I need to do. I want to rest all the way to you.
Really?
I want to rest. I want to have a pillow and be sleeping in the back seat like a newborn baby.
I want to be sleeping with it inside of me so when I wake up, I can just start rolling and grinding and make it hard and start all over again.
Man, I want to go to sleep after you make it hurt. I want my insides to hurt. I want the motherfuckers to be like damn near one more punch from internal bleeding. That's the kind of fucking I want.
Oh, well, that's what you need. I like your style. What's your phone number?
Our phone number is 718-766-4661.
Well, no, that's the number I just called. It's my show line. That line. She just that line to talk about what she just talked about. She wanna be hurt.
Okay. Well, you know what? How about this? I'll DM you my her phone number for you. How about that?
That'd be awesome. That'd be a blessing.
Are you following me on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Jay Harden 01. J-H-A-R-D-E-N-01.
That are you following me? That was the question.
I need to follow you. I would love to get behind you.
I bet you would, but I'm trying to get Rob behind me.
I'm standing in line. Believe that.
Oh, you standing in line.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? It's about to be Battle of the Sexes. Princess Nay, I'm going to ask the first question, and then while I'm asking them their question, you can think of another one. So, let's see here. Now, men.
Yeah.
You know, we be having all kinds of discussions and conversations. So, one thing that I want to know is, what makes y'all want to do anal sex?
Huh?
What makes y'all want to do anal sex?
Oh, no.
Feels so good. Ooh, it feels so good.
I really don't want to do that too tough.
I do. And if you got X on my list.
Well, now you make a special request, I'm pretty sure I can pull that off for you. But she asked me what made me want to do it. Now, if you asked me to, I would definitely oblige you. I did your front check. Now, if I walk in the room, you talking about itching your ass, I'm gonna have to ask you to turn around for it up your leg and make sure you have a born with vagina. Even if it be bent over my itching your ass and I can't see you have got a vagina now, you're not gonna trick me.
I feel you.
You're not finna trick me, be leaning over there. While I'm hitting you from the back, you be like, oh man, what the fuck? No, you won't get me that way. I'm gonna have to see that tail hang. I won't look in it.
Okay. I can relate to that. Princess Nay, what's your
name?
I'm
on the radio interview.
Oh, matter of fact, Princess Nay, you know, every so often we have to stand up and let people know it's T-shirt and panties night. So, everybody, it's Friday night, T-shirt and panties, all right?
T-shirt and panties.
Yeah, we're doing the show in our T-shirt and panties.
You wearing T-shirt and panties?
Yeah.
Both of them got it on. I'm looking at both of them.
Ooh, look at them.
Oh, they both got it on.
They both got it on. Ooh-wee.
Oh, they do. You can see them raw.
Yeah, I can see them. I'm trying to get my shit right so they can see me too. This shit is so bullshitting.
How long we gonna be on tonight? Cause I'll be at a camera soon.
I'm rocking to whatever.
You know what I'm talking about? Cause see, I'm at the barbershop now. I'm down here at City Cuts in Atlanta. Finna get that beard sharpened up real good. So when I get on camera for this interview, y'all gonna faint.
I was trying to come to Atlanta this weekend.
Let me come to Atlanta.
You know where Big Lowe's is?
Yeah, I know what Big Lowe's is. I did a show there.
That's my
long
uncle.
Ago, you know, that's your uncle. Okay, yeah.
That's my uncle.
I know. Off Gresham Road.
Yeah, that's my uncle right there. I wanted to come to Atlanta this weekend, but I didn't have anything to do, so I stayed my black ass home in the bed so
you
I can
come,
rub,
you
a,
need to come
rub
here,
a dub dub on my breast in the tub.
In the bed.
Y'all are so crazy. Princess Nay, what is your question for Mr. Harden? I know you got one.
I told you one of my pretty breast chalk, you missed it.
Ah, damn it. Okay. I'm sitting here letting people know we live on the air, and you showing your titties. See, that's what's wrong with me. As soon as I turn my head, you want to show off my goodies. Damn.
Pretty.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Ooh, great.
Open your mouth.
Why don't I show off mine? Because mine is small. I have, like, little itty-bitty ones. Like, see? Like, they're, like, little small with, like, thick nipples.
The nipples nice. The nipples nice.
You saw them wrong.
Ooh, I'm looking at them.
I got African nipples.
Yeah.
Which one are you looking at?
I can barely see yours, May, because your camera, your video screen's all the way to the top, and this little, she got a box that's like covering yours, so I could barely see your picture.
Wait a minute, I don't know.
I'll be nice.
Just come down a few spots, maybe about two or three spots. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song by Mr. J. Harden. Princess Nay, you know what?
Yes, my love.
I am going to play We Fucking, because that's what I need to do.
Ooh, I wish I was.
Girl, wait till I come see you. You better go read my blog I posted yesterday so you,
you
can
better
know
not be blogging about me anymore, Chaka. We talked about that, remember?
What? Girl, bye. That was before I went on this however long drought. I ain't discriminating. Male or female, don't matter. You're going to be my first female victim. Then we can go back to being friends, co-hosts, and everything in the above.
Chocolate getting my goodies.
Yeah. You rather me get them than a man.
No. I'm going to give them Rob. I'm going to let him get my goodies.
Rob is not equipped to handle all of that. Rob is not equipped to handle your pussy.
No, I got on two hair. I got a big head. Too small. I had to put on two hair. Oh, my bad, dog. I'm on the radio. I'm over here in the City Cut right now. Getting my hair cut down here in Atlanta. Just so you guys know, I'm getting debonair for you. Got the barber ready. You're finna chop him up and make the beard look so sharp. So when I do this face-up interview, y'all will really be impressed.
Ask my Reggie if he's trying to see us. If he wants to see us.
Yeah, why y'all barbershops don't have Wi-Fi? Why ain't got no computer? Then they can
they
see
got us. A computer, but they got a computer. But right now, I'm in the chair as we speak. See, I do my interview real. Everything I do is real. I can't. I don't know no other way.
Better.
I got a celebrity barber in front of me cutting Zeke. Y'all probably heard him. He cut all the celebrities hair around it now.
No.
I'm right down by Granite Chicken and Waffle. Come on down and eat some.
Oh, I know where that is. Yes. Love it.
Okay. Now, the dick size was 9 inches and it was thick. 9 inches long and it was thick. That's the longest, that's the biggest dick I ever took in the booty.
What'd you say about the size?
I got, you know what? Hold on for a second. I have to give a shout out to Michael Hopkins. He had surgery. He had appendicitis, and he had to have emergency surgery. Hopefully, he's doing well. And I want him to know that we are praying for him, and he'll be up running around being a badass little kid in no time because I know his daddy. I'm thinking Rose. You know what? I'm gonna play this song because y'all fucking with me and I ain't really feeling y'all right now. So, Princess May, this is my song to you. I dedicate this to you. We Fucking by Jay Harden.
I wish we were.
Jay Harden.
I wish we were too.
This is your Valencia. I don't know about y'all, but I know about y'all.
Well, that's Young Gov. The dude CD I brought in last time.
Yeah. How are you?
Bring it back up. Hello, darling.
Hello. Who is this? Is this Rob?
Jay Harden.
Hey, Jay Harden. I'm not sure how, but we lost the connection with Chalk, so she's got to log back in.
Can you hear me?
I can hear y'all. What do I need to do? Call back?
No. Stay there.
Nah, stay there, Jay. She's going to come back.
So, Rob, back to the fact that I said you're going to get the business.
I'm going to get it. Uh-huh. I want it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
No, you ain't.
Give it to me.
Boy, I'm going to make you cry like a baby.
Don't make me cry. I'm ready for it, though. Trust me. Believe that. I've been doing my push-ups.
I hope you have. I hope you took that shot of courage that we were talking about earlier.
Shot of courage. Hey.
You better.
A 5-hour energy drink.
I'm like a baby.
Do that. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Hey, baby, tell him a 5-hour energy drink don't do nothing if you go 7.
Hey, you just take another one. Shit, double up.
He going to do good to go 1.5.
1.5?
Heck yeah.
Right,
look,
I'm
just like, come on, baby, let's work it.
Yeah, that's all. You got to be strategic with it, that's all.
Well, let's work it.
You at that shop we went to, Jay? Jay. He's getting his ass set. So what's up, Mama? How was your day?
My day was good. I'm glad it's over. Yeah. I'm actually about to get in the tub, so I'm going to do the rest of the broadcast from the bathtub.
Okay, well, God damn it, man. I'm trying to log back on so I can see what the business is. Well, I'm on. The shit is confusing the fuck out of me because I can see myself on here. And if you go to, I guess if you go to my chat room or whatever, my login, see, now it got a different login on here. It say Mr. Promo Space Coney.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? But when I'm on Chalk shit, it says Mr. Promo Rob Coney. I don't understand what's going on with this shit.
It's okay. None of us are logged in because Chalk's not logged, not live right now. I don't know what happened.
Well, I'm live. I'm actually. I'm gonna see if I can cover yours. You still on, right?
Uh huh.
All right. Let me see. I can't even know where the fuck the website at. Hold on. My friend.
Rob, you coming up here this weekend?
This weekend? No, I doubt
it. Jay Harden, tell Rob he needs to come play with me.
Yo, Rob, go play with him, man.
But I want to so bad.
How bad?
So bad.
What's so bad?
I can't really even explain how bad I want to come play with you. I'm sitting here looking at your picture right now.
Mm.
And I'm just thinking about the different things, different type of positions I could put you in with this camera. You know what I'm saying? And make this stuff come alive. So, you know, I'm a visionary on this type of shit.
Well, you know, I'm here to make all your visions and dreams come true.
Well, I'm on your page now.
Are you?
All I see is your picture smiling at me.
I
don't see any live video feed, though.
Because I don't have my live. I'm not doing the live video feed. I was live through Chalk's page.
Man, I swear, my fucking modem.
Yeah.
But going to come back in talking.
Be walking on chain with one of them.
My modem will actually do that. For some reason, I don't know what it is. It's like the cord gets staticky or something like that. And I'm sitting here looking and talking, and the next thing I know, my shit is fucking gone. I'm like, wait a minute, I wasn't doing that. I ain't get booted off. So I'm sitting here talking to y'all, but I'm talking on stick cam, right? So then I look like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm not even on the air. So I tried to do the Skype thing again, and that shit ain't fucking working. I'm like, oh my God, yo, what in the fuck? But I'm back now. I'm back. So yeah, he fucking. That's what we were talking about. So, Mr. Hood and Blues, I'm really liking that song. It's very, it's interesting. Like, how do you come up with the concepts of the songs that you have? You just nasty. You nasty as fuck. So, like, how did you become?
No. Hold on. I'm not nasty, baby. I'm filthy.
Oh, excuse me. So you just popped out the pussy filthy.
Huh?
You just popped out the pussy filthy, making filthy, nasty, dirty, fuckable songs.
Yep, I do. When people call me nasty, I get offended. I'm filthy.
Okay, so with you being filthy, do you lick ass?
Yes, I do.
Oh!
All right. Yes.
Hercules. Now, with that being said, do you allow your ass to be licked in my Princess Nay voice?
That's a tough one. I tell you this though. I haven't really done that, but at the end of the day, I know there's some women out here they try to take it to the next level, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be quick on the move back. You know, do you like doing that? Do you like doing that?
Look, I'm an honest, open female. Whatever it takes to take my man to the next level or turn his ass out, a bitch will do.
Damn. I like your style. You look
so good. I like to do it, though. It gets me excited just thinking about doing it.
Princess Nay, I went through my videos and my phone, and guess what?
What?
I got it.
Yeah, hello?
Doing that.
What did you say?
I got a video of me doing that. Yeah.
Doing what?
I want to see it.
Licking ass. Yes.
Damn. I want to see it.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Oh my gosh. Can you not jack your underwear through your drawers? That is just not cool. Thank you.
That's what's sad.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Jay?
He over there talking. She sound good.
Oh, I mean, it is good. I got videos to back up everything I say, from the lethal back shots to the head game is a felony to the tongue will make you ooh. I don't need to talk. I got videos, my dude.
Well, you need to run that song back because we didn't get a chance to hear it.
What, fucking you?
Yeah, it didn't play.
Okay, I can do that. This is my dedication to Princess Nay. Me and her, we're gonna do each other, right? And then what's gonna happen is we're gonna invite Jay Harden over with his filthy ass, right? And then we're gonna double team him, right? And since he likes to lick ass, I'ma let Nay ride his face. And then I'ma hit his ass, and it's going down. We fucking. How many inches is big for me? I'm going to say, you know what? I would say 8 is nice, but it also depends on the width. Because somebody can have, like, 7 and be thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like a 16.9 fluid ounces. So this one is a little thicker than a soda bottle. This width is good. Now, like a 20 ounce or 20, what is it? 20 ounce Prince's name? Is that the next one? That one is good because I'm trying to think. Like,
hello.
Yeah, this is good right here. Yeah. Am I still on?
I'm still here, baby.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, I ain't blanked out and shit like that. So, yeah. Jay, what size is your dick?
For me?
Huh?
For me?
What size is your dick?
9.
And what's the width on it?
I don't know. I ain't say that.
You know if that motherfucker is
let us
skinny,
see.
Medium, or wide?
I'm thinking now.
You know what? We'll get back to that question because you're going to cam up and we'll see. I mean, filthy motherfuckers have no problem showing their dick, so I'm not worried about that. Okay, now, Mr. Rob, what are you working with? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean,
yeah.
You had to start at 5, huh? You had to start at 5 with that bullshit.
You know, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen.
I may not be 6 feet tall like my homeboy, but we riding the same bus.
How tall are you?
Wait a minute, Prince's dad. He said he may not be 6 feet. 6 feet tall, but he riding the same bus as his homeboy. What's that? The short bus shawty.
Hey, I mean, you put my shit next to a short bus, it might measure about the same.
Oh, wow. Can I see?
No, 8 inches is not average. 6 inches is at the average dick size. So, quite interesting. I'm trying to think. I want to think of the next question because I be at home a lot working and I be having all kinds of sexual thoughts coming through my mind or whatever, right?
I'll be right back. I'm going to run my bath water.
Oh, yes. Go ahead and run that bath water because I got some nighttime stories for your ass tonight, girl.
I wish I was going to run that bath water.
For what?
I wish nothing. You were too.
I didn't say nothing. Go ahead, Mama. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the question, Chop.
All right. Now, somebody was asking me, like, what is your limitation with a woman? Like, what will you not let a woman do? Like, you know, some women like to handcuff the man and do the blindfolds and everything like that. So what are your sexual limitations? Where do you draw the line?
I don't like pain.
I'll tell you where I draw the line at. If she walk in a room, I tell you why I draw the line. If she walk in a room with a strap on and tell me to turn over, the line draw is over. I got to leave the house. How that sound? Let the line draw.
I'm
no go.
I'm crazy, and I can't
so
even see the line would be drawn because bitch.
Throw a motherfucking flag.
Bitch, to me, the bitch tries. If I was a dude and a female came to me with a strap on, I punched that hoe in her face. I'm sorry. I would beat the fuck out of her. Like, if a dude is like, baby, I want you to do a strap on with me. I'm like, really? I'm going to fix his ass. Because guess what? Cut the lights out. Let him see that strap on. Call the first fag I know. And it's going down. I'm recording that shit. And I'm be like, say what? That'll teach his ass to fuck with me like that.
That's all I'm saying. When you start maxing out, you know, when you start maxing out, it gets the rounds go higher and higher. You know, some relationships they max out. You know, I know a dude that he had a threesome with his chick. He came at home. She was in the bed with two other women. He couldn't take it.
About. That's what I'm talking about. Shit, now that's the motherfucking surprise I like to come home to. I'm not gonna be mad. I'm like, shit, make some space. Move over, goddamn.
Nah, ain't no space. Ain't no space. Nah. Ain't no dick allowed.
Oh, no, it's gonna be space. Nah, it's gonna be space.
No dick allowed.
Ooh, that's it.
What if there's a fight? This is a no meat party. They straight vegans. No meat allowed.
Well, if that's how they feel in that particular point in time, I may just want to sit there and watch. But at the same time, they ain't going to be no meat allowed. That's going to be my decision, whether I want to join or not. And they're not going to tell me. You're not going to be in my bed telling me ain't no meat allowed.
Man, fuck that. I'll tell you, in your house, in your bed, in your car, boy, bye.
Okay.
You ain't getting no pussy. I'm giving it all to Tommyetta, Lorenzo, whoever the fuck it is, and all you can do is watch.
Watch, huh?
I run shit, because when you have good pussy and good head, you can pretty much do whatever the fuck you want.
No. She's talking. Yeah, right.
Okay, well, I mean, shit. Jay already talking about he got bus fare, airfare. Rob, what you gonna do? Hop on a broom and fly up? I mean, you talking me to death. Like, what's good? Rob, you in Florida, stop by, pick up Princess Nay. Jay, come on to North Carolina. We all going to meet up, and it's going to be a powwow. We can
it's going to be a motherfucking track meet. It's going to be furniture moving.
Guess what? I don't lose, so I'm good. I'm confident in mine.
All right, I hear you talking.
I'm going to say it like this right now. It ain't going to be no powwow when I come down there. It's going to be a bang-bang. Pow wow,
pound
up. Pow wow, oh no, it'll be a bang bang.
Yeah, it's not like in two bangs your ass gonna come.
Man, I'm telling you, no, you crazy. I'm a professional. I got a degree in sex.
And Trayvon been at sex and his ass is bisexual, so what you saying?
Matter of fact. I don't know about that, but You got that sit on my face, don't you, Chop?
What?
You got that sit on my face, right?
Wait a minute, hold on. I think I do. Is that what you want? You want somebody
yes.
to No, actually I don't. I got lifting me up, dirty.
You got it.
No, I don't.
It's in the drop box.
Oh, okay. Here we go. And they want people to sit on their faces. Females, when a dude asks you to sit on his face, that's an open invitation that he wants to eat your ass. Because there's no way possible that he cannot eat your ass or eat your pussy when you're riding his face. We'll get back to that after the song.
All right.
So this is dedicated to all my ass lickers that don't want to come out and tell the truth.
When you can't sleep at night and your body's so tight, come over and see it on my face. And it's you that I'm asking, are you feeling this attraction? Come over. Oh,
know you want this money, so bust it down for me. Girl, you know your dick, swear that you're the shit. You swear that you're black, but girl, I swear you mix. Como estas, muy bien, shawty. Are you Caribbean? The way you move your body on your birth certificate, they say you're 26. You can have this money, shawty. Show me what you're working with. Girl, I know you're gone, so sip on this Patron. I know you want this good, so what you smoking on? I just want to ride to the south side. I'ma let it fly, but shawty, you gon' need an umbrella, umbrella. When I walk off in the club, this stack of money, I'ma throw it up. You gon' need an umbrella, umbrella. Girl, you know you're hood. I'll make it rain all night if I could. You gon' need an umbrella, umbrella.
David, oh. You know you don't need an umbrella, you know what I'm saying? Stay
oh,
hard, you feel me?
Now, see, I gotta go ahead and play that song. But we gonna play the dirty version because I'm a dirty bitch and you's a filthy motherfucker. So, umbrella.
Play the filthy version. Well, I like that hat, man. Who that? Brown Hall. Brown Hall hell.
Rain on me.
started.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes.
intention. That's
oh.
intention.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking hot over here. I had to come up out of my shirt. Oh, my God. I don't know if it's the music, but, oh, my goodness. Like.
Oh, it's the music.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm molesting my own titties. Damn, that should be against the law. Oh, my goodness. Princess Nay, how's that valve water over there?
Hey, shit, it is against the law. Come on out to the barbershop. Let me cut you up.
Nah, get on that camera and let me suck you up. Come on, boo-boo.
Ooh. Ooh-wee.
Do a lot of good
talking. Ooh-wee.
And I do a lot of good suck. If a head game is a felony, you better ask somebody. And I know about felonies because I got two of them motherfuckers.
Okay, so one more.
So
one more won't hurt.
Nah, you right. No.
Three strikes and you out.
And I ain't had no dick since August. Oh my
wow.
God.
Wow.
I'm so.
Why so long? Why since August?
Huh? Cause
what?
Because I can't just settle for any dick, you know what I'm saying? You know, before I settle, I'll just wait. It got to be real good.
Jay, she don't want niggas. She don't want niggas to fuck no more. She want niggas to throw parties on that pussy. So that's what she
looking for. Oh, yeah, that's what I do. I throw a party on that pussy. I don't throw a miss, but I throw a party.
Really?
The light's going to be flashing. The woman's going to come up and down. I'm talking about I'm throwing a party. I ain't throwing no funeral. Nigga sitting in the bedroom, they was talking for tissue paper, thin and reefer paper, talking about he don't know what happened. His dog died when he was five. That's why he's struggling. No, I don't go through all that.
Hmm.
You know, I know you went through that before. Ain't you been through that before, baby?
You know
what? Do you do if you're in a room with a nigga and he don't get hard? What you say? Do you laugh? Do you cry? What do you do?
Do I laugh or cry? I told that bitch she gotta go. What the fuck?
She gotta go.
Yeah.
Don't pray
like
with
you
it.
Even some hard dick coming in. Nah.
Well,
hell,
but
head,
head, but
maybe his dick
but the head game, but the head game, the felon though, you should be able to suck that right on up though and get that right.
Look, I should, but it's certain shit I won't do. You know what I mean? Everybody dick ain't for my mouth. Only
oh, okay.
A select few. Only a select few. You eat everybody pussy?
Well, I gotta take the test. Gotta take the test. Now you don't eat everybody pussy, but shit. I mean, but your whole mantra is my head game is a felony.
Exactly.
So if a nigga coming out with a limp dick, obviously, okay, you don't evaluate the nigga enough to the point to where you already know you're gonna suck the nigga dick within the first 10 minutes of meeting the nigga.
Not
you know
really.
That already.
You tell me.
No,
you tell
I'm
me.
A moody person. I am a moody person.
You tell
person.
A nigga in the room with you naked, and he ain't hard. What y'all gonna do? Just arm wrestle and play video games or something? Play Madden?
Oh, no. My thing is, if he comes in there, if your dick is ugly, I wouldn't give a fuck. I can't tell if you got a pretty dick or an ugly dick in clothes. You may look good and your dick is ugly. It may be uncut. Uncut dicks are heavy as fuck. Why you want all that shit? And then when you pull
me
back,
uncut.
No.
What do you mean uncut? You want uncircumcised?
Yeah. So
oh, okay. Well,
my thing is, if you have a nice dick and I'm attracted to your dick, you know what I'm saying, then it might go down because what I've learned in my field of sucking dick is everybody can't handle the head game. So therefore, if you sit there and give everybody a felony head game, then you're going to have stalkers and then you're going to have problems, especially when you hit them off with the pop rock. I like to do little tricks and stuff like that. So my thing is, not everybody can get the royal treatment. Give them some pussy. My pussy is good. That might be enough for them. If I'm trying to fuck with them on a different level, fuck them up, turn their head, turn them out and shit like that, by all means, I'm going to get them some good-ass head. Then I might even catch it. You know what I'm saying? If I catch it, it's a wrap because then it turns into back of head because you backing the fuck up.
Dang.
So you got maneuvers to the shit then. That's what it is.
Of course.
You give me I want you to give me a double whammy.
Oh, you want me to give you a double whammy? Oh, that double whammy is including that ass, dude. So that's that double whammy. So be careful what you ask for fucking with me.
Damn. And some, listen. In some cases, that's an occupational hazard, though. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes
that's
you just can't avoid it.
You put that nigga in the shower, y'all wash each other several different times. Me, when I take a shower, I use 3 different kinds of soaps, and the antibacterial is one of them. So we gonna practice good hygiene in the shower, and then guess what? If I'm feeling like that and I feel like I want to turn your ass out, then boom. As I'm turning you out, I'm going to laugh at you because that shit is so good to me. Like, yo, check this shit out. Wait. I know the power that I have over men. I know that. You know what I mean?
You know that.
Yes. Yes. I had an artist call me last night that just wanted to jack his dick while I talked to him. Who does that?
Did you charge him?
I'm hung up on that bitch.
No. You supposed to shoot that nigga that PayPal email.
No. When I'm working. You feel me? And you just don't call me up on no shit like that. That's not cool.
Well, he probably didn't know what your work schedule was. He probably just got your number and said, let me call his child mommy. I'm going to jack my dick and I want to do it to her voice.
But when you have a name like Young D. Gotti.
Word.
I'm just telling you, don't call my phone, don't send me no fucking text messages and shit like that, because I will blast you. Like,
oh, Papa Duck was on that shit.
Hey, Rob.
Yo.
Hey, Rob. The Duck got Miami on fly, Papa.
Not Miami. Papa up in like shit, like Central Florida, man, up North Florida. He ain't down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't really fucking with him down here. It's hard to infiltrate down here. You got to be a special somebody to get really known down here.
I'm going to come through Miami with a hot knife through butter.
That's the plan.
What Briscoe doing, Rob?
Briscoe on somebody been testifying. Last time I heard from him, he was in court.
Ladies, if y'all want some quick money, y'all need to hit Briscoe from Opa-locka up because he is a paymaster.
Right.
He say, I got a big dick, just go ahead and lie. It's small with a crook to it, but them pockets is big. Do you?
I'm taking it. You're speaking from experience.
Hey, tell them like this. I'm asking the president of the anti-condom committee. I want to come to one of our next meetings.
What?
I'm asking the president of the anti-condom committee. You never heard of the anti-condom committee? It's a group of us in Atlanta. We believe that God put us here, and we have to be in our natural state at all times.
And
the condom should not even be involved in sexual relations because they affect the spirits when two bodies touch. It doesn't speak to interpretation in the Bible, so we try to stay with the word. So anybody that have interpretation, y'all put it away and just walk by faith, not by sight.
Boy.
Hello?
I will fuck you with 5 condoms because the down low is big down there.
Hey, well, hold on now. I'm trying to see what the problem is. Everybody don't got no faith, see. You don't want to put on no condoms, but you have faith on the mother seed and go and get in the bed.
I mean, if it was something other than Atlanta, I would have major faith, but shit.
Hey, I understand you don't have faith over muscle seed. You telling that man to put on a condom. You think he gonna give you something? You gotta believe he ain't gonna give you nothing, baby. Come on now.
Okay, so you mean a bitch that's club, you gonna walk on the face of a mustard seed and fuck
No, that's what I'm saying. Actually, we're growing by the day. People that actually believe that condoms are actually getting in the way of their spiritual growth. So I want you to come get on that same thing with us.
Nah, I'm good.
you gonna email you the application.
I'm good. I'm gonna have to pass on that. Matter of fact, oh shit, hold on.
We're gonna send one for you and one for Nate too.
Nah, Nate good. Nate straight. Nate is so fucking straight. Hold on. Oh my god, I got some information.
What you got?
A prank call.
Word.
Oh,
we got time for one?
Hell yes.
Yeah. Hey, let me get somebody a prank call. Let me get him.
Oh, you want to prank call the person?
Oh, yeah, I want to get him.
Oh, hold on. Let me go to my phone book and get a female number.
I tell you what, while you doing that, go ahead, do that party on that pussy, and then we'll come back and do the crank call.
Got it, hold on.
Party on that foot. 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 I throw a party on that foot. 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 Party on that foot.
Yeah, please. this day. Ooh.
I'll throw a part in your mouth.
Boy, bye. You still ain't on the road yet? That's the longest motherfucking beard shape up I done seen. What you doing?
No, I'm on the road. I'm on the road driving now. I'm driving down here digging hard as a brick trying to get to you. I'm running light, going through bushes and everything trying to get down there.
Whatever. Miss me with that bullshit. Now listen, the girl you're gonna prank call, I think her number works. Her name is Nakima Lee, right? She is a
Nakima what?
Nakima, or you can call her Kima. She is a sex coach, right? And she's into what do they say? Is that what's that shit? Y'all know the spoken words, the tantra sex and all of that, and she sucks dick really good. She used to be a prostitute, call girl, escort, whatever. So she turned some tricking skills into interpersonal skills. Oh, he done hung up. Damn. So hopefully he'll call back in because he got like 12 minutes and his ass about to be short. Oh, okay, there he go. Boy, that Metro PCS will fuck you up every time.
her name Kima, and what Kima, what's her last name?
Lee. So you might want to book her to give a dick sucking seminar.
Okay, Kima, and what's her last name?
Lee.
Okay, Kimberly, I got to call her.
Okay, and I'm going to put everybody else on hold. And you saw her number on a flyer, and Upscale Desires is her company name.
Okay, Upscale Designers.
Yeah, so
okay,
I'm going to call,
okay, I got you.
I'm going to call her number right now.
Okay.
Let me see, I'm putting Rob on mute, and I'm putting myself on mute.
Damn,
her number don't work. Hold on. So now I gotta find you another victim. Hold on.
Don't get too drunk sometimes. I don't mean
it. I swear. It's hard finding females to prank.
She got a prank mouse. Get on the line. You ain't driving?
Rob, you don't got no female numbers?
I got one of my car. I got one. Call. I'm gonna call my female pastor at the church.
Huh?
I'm gonna call this female pastor at the church.
And you gotta prank her, right?
I'm going to act like we want her to come to the teach how to get ahead. hold on, I got to find her number. Hold on.
My kind of dude.
Hey, look, call somebody.
I am looking for a female number. Well, I hate the number, my,
Let me go through. Let me find one real quick.
Yeah, you keep them.
Let me find one.
Yeah.
All right. Princess name normally has some haters. I don't know why she don't got no numbers tonight. Princess Nate normally has some haters. I don't know why she don't got no numbers tonight.
What's the premise gonna be? Let me know.
He's gonna do the prank call, so you gotta ask him. But you got 8 minutes before I lose my ability to call out.
Okay. All right, here go one. Area code 803.
521.
7527.
Okay.
What's her name?
Her name is Makita.
And
Makita,
where did you meet her at?
She stay in South Carolina. Just tell her. I think she was at that show on Tipton, Jay, for the Valentine's Day show. I think she was there. I know she's from Tipton though. Just tell her you met her in Tipton or something.
Okay. Call her now, my kid. I got it.
Here we go.
Okay, well, that is.
Okay, what's the next one?
229.
Uh-huh.
232-1009.
Okay, and her name?
Her name's Shaquan.
Shaquan, okay, gotcha.
And she also from Tifa, too.
Call Shaquan.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ooh-wee.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 229.
This is crazy.
I'm
going to
try that one more time.
Okay.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 229.
Nothing. What?
Hold on. I swear.
My future. Want to call future?
Hold on, I got one for you. Hold on.
Call Future Ace Hood.
Huh?
How about Future Ace Hood? Well, now Ace Hood is Japan right now, so they're not going to answer.
They don't
know
in other countries?
Yeah, he over in Japan. I spoke to him yesterday.
Hey, call 404.
Hold on. Uh-huh.
9841. Her name Oscar. I don't know her. This is somebody that phone, but I'm gonna get her good. Oh, yes.
ATL02. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. MATL02. Your call
Hello?
Cannot be completed
Hello,
as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
404.
Hey, no, I got one. I got a good one.
Okay.
She pissed me off the other day. Call my grandma.
Oh, yeah, call. I got some for a call. I got, 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 I got,
like, I'm
nigga, don't hold back neither. 954 639-1940
And your grandma?
Her name's Shirley.
Shirley?
She got a boyfriend or something?
Nah.
Her name's Phyllis.
Shirley.
Shirley, what church you go to?
I don't know.
Okay, her name's Shirley. Okay, let me speak to her. Shirley.
Tell you about at the gym. She like to work out every day.
Oh, God. Here we go. All
right.
Hi, Shirley. Sorry I'm not here to receive your call.
God damn.
Call again, Shirley. She's going to answer this time. Call. Shirley, sweet Shirley.
Hi, this is Shirley. Sorry I'm not here to receive your
call. Let me leave a message. Hold on. Let me call her. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
May I speak to Shirley, please? Shirley.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh. Who is
that? Didn't sound like your grandma.
Call back. Call back. Call that shit again.
He hung up. He dropped the call.
Ah, shit. All right, that was my little cousin answer phone. You call back and ask for Lewis.
Hello?
Can I speak to Lewis?
Yeah, this is Lewis. Who's this?
Hey, Lewis. This is Shanika. How you doing?
Who?
This is Shanika. How you doing?
Who is Shanika?
Someone that's calling to speak to you.
Oh, you got. I don't know who you want to talk to.
I don't even know you.
I don't know you.
Is that a problem?
Hell yeah, that's a problem. I don't know who you is.
How? You gave me your number, so how the fuck you don't know who I am?
What? Well, I gave you my number.
We were at a store. It's at a gas station.
What gas station?
Racetrack.
Racetrack?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's up?
Nothing. I was just calling to see how you was doing. You gave me a number a while ago, but I had been out of Florida. I was in New York doing a photo shoot, and I was like, shit, I'm back in Florida now, so let me call and see what's up.
Oh, no, I think you got the wrong nigga, though.
Why you say that?
I don't trust how you sound. You,
huh?
What?
Why, because you're not with a model or something? What?
You say a model?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You say I have
I don't know.
Why? Why do you say that?
I don't know you, though, man.
Okay, but that's the purpose of you giving me your phone number so you could get to know me. You like what you saw. I mean, I admit it was a minute ago that you gave me the number, but you still gave it to me. It's not like I jacked you for your phone and took your number. You saw the ass and the pretty smile, and you was like, hit me up.
Man, yeah, straight over here. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Look, man, look, I got this. Hold on. Hold on, nigga. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, so you sound like a little kid. Hey, stop playing. Don't play with me, man.
I'm not playing with you. I'm sorry that my voice is very light, but I am 30 years old.
So what did I mean to you at? It sounds like a setup.
A setup? Why do you feel like it's a setup? Because a female is calling you to get to know you? I mean, I'm horny. I want to fuck. But, I mean, damn, why it got to be a setup?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So much you horny, you want to fuck. You sound like that.
Who what?
Hey, who said they horny, they want to fuck?
A female that doesn't play games. A grown-ass woman. So that lets me know you're not used to dealing with a woman that will say what the fuck she wants. There's a difference.
But you gave me a number. First off, I feel like you where you at right now? Because you called me from a whole other area code.
Yeah, I have a New York number. I do a lot of photo shoots in New York. I told you I model.
I don't know, man. This just sounds too crazy for me.
Why does it sound so crazy for you?
It sounds like you lying, man.
Why would I lie, though? Like, what would I have to gain about lying? By calling you because you gave me your number. I just didn't pull your number.
You saying why would you lie? But why the fuck the president want to be the president? Right.
Because he wanted to make history, and he wanted to make over $400,000 a year.
I don't know, man. So why are you calling me?
Because I'm in Florida, and if I remember correctly, you was looking nice, and it looked like you had a big dick. I model, and I do adult entertainment. I'm a porn star. I like to fuck.
All right, so where you at right now? Since you think I got a big dick.
I'm off commercial.
I don't know, man.
I'm off commercial off of 95.
All right, no, check this out.
Yeah.
Girl, you listening, baby?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're full of shit.
Why is that?
Right. I advise you this. I don't know you. I don't remember you, so don't call me no more.
Why you gotta be like that? You gave me your fucking number. Then stop giving people your number if you don't know who the fuck you're giving it to. That's
you know, man. You sweating too hard.
What do you mean I'm sweating too hard?
You sweating too hard.
How am I sweating, sweetie?
Man, look, I got
how
my little my
home.
My homeboy's gonna fuck. You wanna fuck my homeboy?
I mean, shit. If he wanna fuck, then that's fine. We can make a movie. That's what I do.
Man, that shit sounds crazy.
Why does it sound crazy? I see that you're not used to messing with women that got some business about themselves, so that says a lot about you.
Look. How you know my name off top anyway?
Because, motherfucker, you gave me the number. Oh, my God, you're killing me. You gave me your name, you gave me your number, so I'm just calling random people? No. So if you're not trying to fuck, you can put your homeboy.
No, I ain't trying to fuck. I'm straight.
Okay, so then give me your talk. Put your homeboy on the phone. Me and him can talk and set it up.
Set what up? See, you said set up already.
Because you said your homeboy want to fuck. I want to fuck. I need to make a new movie so we can do it at the hotel. He'll be paid for it. I mean, I am a porn star and a model, boo-boo.
You want to make a movie?
Yeah. I'm freaky. I'm sorry. I mean.
Alright, man. It sounds good. Well, you got a car?
I sure do. I have a 2010 Charger.
Well, come see me first, and then I might slide. If you come see me, then I might come to you.
I mean, that's not a problem. You got to tell me where I'm coming. We can meet out in an open place, like at a restaurant or whatever. So then that way you can see me.
But, hey, look. I'm just going to do it like this. Hey, don't call me no more. I'm straight.
Stop giving me your fucking number. You gave me your number. I didn't ask you for the number. You look raggedy any fucking way.
I would.
Hello?
Damn. I forgot to tell you, the nigga just got stabbed up by 8 times, so he's real skeptical about everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. He's like, he got stabbed up by 8 people.
That nigga got stabbed by 8 times, so he's real skeptical. You know what I'm saying? Damn. That's what that was. That nigga real paranoid right now, man.
Oh, my God. That is too funny.
You ain't see the shit I was texting to you? I was typing you to the shit on the safe.
No, because I had it on the screen. You mentioned bricks. I didn't mention bricks.
him, that's his little rap name. He a rapper.
Oh, so why he get stabbed up?
What the fuck he was doing? Got drunk and high one day and wanted to beat up his girlfriend, and her brother and mama then was there, and they all jumped on him, poked his ass up, and put him outside.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
So he real paranoid right now. he probably what it is. He probably think he went his girlfriend, homegirl, calling them playing on the phone.
Man, men need to stop putting their hands on people, and they wouldn't have these problems. They
yeah,
would not
yeah.
have these fucking problems. Let me see yeah. here.
We lost Jay.
Yes.
Yeah, we lost him. All right. You could, hey, but you could have, you could say the right shit. You broke him, though. You broke him.
Hell, he was trying to put his friend on.
He tried.
He was trying to put his friend on. Oh! You know what? I'm not even going to do that.
Do what?
I was going to Skype prank somebody. I can't even do that because I have too much respect for this person.
Well,
I would feel so bad. Matter of fact, he is the singer from Club Nouveau, the light skinned one, Jay King. But I don't know if he keeps up with What the Hell I Do, because that would have been like mad funny.
Hey, you want to do Vert Simmons' manager?
Because, see, I would have to call from my phone number now because the outgoing, whatchamacallit.
Oh, the switchboard is down. Okay.
Yes, it's gone. Matter of fact, you know what? Since we played Working That Pole earlier, I'm going to have to play that back. Hold on. Let me see what it is. We played that before he came on. So I told Kristen that I was going to play this for her again. Hold on. Is she all out of the shower?
She's feeling good, so, comfortable laying on the bed.
Yes.
Looking all inviting and shit.
Okay, now, you know what?
It's in your Dropbox.
No, you didn't put it in the Dropbox. This is the one that you sent me.
I emailed you. You want me to put it in the Dropbox?
No, I got it. I downloaded
it.
I just got to see. Under which name? It must be a number. Oh, it's 04. Hold on.
You may got a Dropbox.
She needs to get one.
Drop some things off into her Dropbox.
Well, she would like that. Here we go. Working That Pole. Jay Harden.
Ovation, it ring on that clip, she pulling on it, She takes it on in, drop down into a split. Then she grabbed a gin and started licking it. That freak shit. That freak shit. That freak shit. Before the club closed, we're shouting, working that song.
You might have to run that shit back. Drop the bomb on that shit and run it back. Damn.
Why you always do that?
We need to put you, see. That's why you need to be on rules, goddammit, because I'd have been tipping like a motherfucker. I'd have been hitting tip.
Okay, but you ain't set it up.
Well, I mean, when I set it up, you going to go to it?
All
right, we'll be live and direct on the next week's show.
Okay, see how y'all do. Oh my God, I said I was not going to do that, and y'all just be making me get out of pocket, showing flesh and everything.
That's what we do, babe.
We're doing late night lingerie, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. Princess Nay, 12, well, midnight my time, 11 o'clock your time. Where is Princess Nay at? I can't hear her. Oh, she
don't have her mic on. Oh, you got her on mute.
My bad.
She said she couldn't.
So, 11 o'clock your time, 12 o'clock my time?
Yes.
Woo!
I need a dick to watch the late night lingerie.
We need a dick to watch? Is that what you said?
To ride.
Oh. Rob over there with that Kool-Aid smile. He need to go ahead and show us some nines.
Hey, baby.
What's up, Mama?
You want to come play with me?
Oh, what the hell? You already know I do.
I don't know why.
Don't know why what?
She's like, she can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
You know what? Hold on. Okay, go ahead now, Rob. Wait a minute. Okay, Rob.
Yes.
I cut your microphone on in the room or whatever. So everybody, okay, this is what we're going to do. At midnight, we'll come. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'll be clapping.
Because you better stop that before I come through the computer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, listen. What's going to happen is at 12 o'clock midnight Eastern time, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, we're going to come back on for our lingerie show. So it's still going to be Chocolate City. And for everybody else, it's going to be ChocolateCityRadio.com. So, yes. So we're going to come back in like an hour and 21 minutes. Give me time to take a little break or whatever. And we're going to do lingerie, chocolate panties. I'm trying to find a DJ to do some caramel panties for me for Princess Nay. So I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? I got to play my favorite song on tonight, Sex With You by Marcus Houston. And, ooh-wee, I might just have to come up out of everything.
We'll see.
Yeah, shut up, Rob. I said I might. I'm not, because you ain't do your job and put Rude on.
Well, we'll be on point, so you don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is why I need my T-shirt, because after moments like this, men are more generous to go buy my T-shirts for me and Princess Nay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and end Chocolate City Radio. Join us back on www.chocolatecityradio.com for the chocolate panties or Princess Nay and Chalk Mommy After Dark. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Princess Nay, what's our color for tonight? Yeah, she laying back. I got her mic on. She playing with herself. So, he's like, see, is that you on the prank series? Yes, it is. I do prank calls, and Rob didn't tell me his cousin had been shot up, cut up, and busted up.
Well, we didn't expect that nigga to be on the phone.
I mean, hey, you know, what can I say? Okay.
That's right. That's right. We'll get grandma ass next week.
Oh, God. Oh, girl. Oh, I'm scared. Okay, so we'll be back in an hour in Luau, 10 o'clock. Yeah. We'll be back at midnight and whatnot. And we're going to do lingerie, play slow music, and just talk shit and have a good time. So make sure y'all come back. Princess Nay, the fax said, did you get his request? I guess he Skyped you. So I am getting the hell off because I need to go get ready for tonight and eat and, you know what I'm saying, get ready. And, whew, damn. So... Chocolate City Radio will be back tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Same channel, different time, 2 to 4. And we're just going to be playing music, just having a good time, doing what we did last week, trying not to get banned. And Tuesday night, we got Offset from Mississippi on. And who the hell I got on next Friday? Shit, I don't know. It's open. So what I'm going to do is... be back at midnight,
Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. So make sure you guys tune in. You guys have a good night. Bye, Princess Nay. 11 o'clock, and I'm going to hit you on Twitter. Let's see here.